I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. After a terrible few months, Moscow's stock market had a 17% rally today. Part of the reason, the Russian government came riding to the rescue of some of its richest men. The state bank is doling out cash from a $50 billion bailout fund to help the nation's oligarchs. That doesn't sit so well with many Russians who are struggling after a decade of good times. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Moscow.
In every crisis, an opportunity. And so Muscovites are hearing this radio ad campaign for one business that knows timing is everything. It's selling safe, strong boxes and vaults to anyone who's nervous about hanging on to their savings. At the headquarters of Safetronic, sales manager Alexei Zuborov demonstrates one of his smaller, cheaper models. But these days, Zuborov says sales of the bigger, pricier ones are up by 20%.
More expensive safes. There's an increase in sales compared to September because people have decided to take their money out of the bank and keep it in their own safe.
In a nearby market in southern Moscow, Rafi is also trying to make a sale. At a stall piled high with tomatoes from Belgium, eggplant from Poland, and other produce from across Europe, he promises the lowest price. It's not an easy promise to keep these days.
Everyone is feeling the impact of the crisis. The produce we buy from abroad is much more expensive than it used to be.
Rafi's rubles don't buy what they used to. The Russian currency has fallen 13% against the dollar since August. And there are other woes. The Russian stock market is down more than 75% since it peaked in the spring. Rather than risk continued volatility, it's been repeatedly shut down for days at a time in recent weeks. The cost of credit is skyrocketing, just as the cost of oil is plummeting. It was just a decade ago that the almost insolvent government looked to its wealthiest men for a financial rescue. In return, they got shares in some of Russia's most valuable resource enterprises. What Boris Yeltsin gave away then, it seems, this government is buying back. Political analyst Masha Lipman says Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is helping his friends and taking back control at the same time.
I think the term crony will be applicable here. But also, of course, the Kremlin is extremely concerned about the situation in the Russian economy.
The Kremlin wants stability. Oligarchs have borrowed heavily abroad. Now the creditors are calling in those loans. Lipman believes the government wants Russian assets to stay in Russian hands.
Given that the corporate debt of the Russian companies to foreign creditors reached about $500 billion, this is a real danger. So one of the Kremlin's important concerns is to rescue those companies and to help those companies so that foreign creditors would not claim important strategic properties in Russia.
But all this comes at a price. The billions spent to shore up oligarchs, the billions more spent to prop up the falling ruble, aren't helping to quell worries. For 10 years, the Kremlin and the Russian people have had a kind of pact. The Kremlin delivered more jobs and higher salaries thanks to burgeoning oil and gas revenues. In exchange, the people let the Kremlin do pretty much what it wanted. Lipman wonders if those days are over.
So now that the Kremlin clearly will no longer be able to rely on ample resources, the question is to what extent this would affect the public, to what extent people may be disaffected by it, and how people might act. So another concern of the Kremlin is to ensure that the discontent, which is inevitable, is moderate and does not reach a situation that would create risk for the Kremlin.
The rumbles of discontent are here. The numbers aren't large, but people are beginning to lose their jobs. Salaries are being slashed for the middle class and for lower-paid workers. And for pensioners like 65-year-old Anna, a trip to the market is getting tougher all the time. She complains that the cost of rent and food are going up, and inflation is eating away at the value of her pension. She blames the government. As she walks away from Rafi's stall, he erupts in frustration. He can't believe the Kremlin is saving the oligarchs and leaving him to struggle.
No, it's not fair. All of us who work here are young. This isn't the kind of work we want to be doing. There aren't any jobs where we can be paid well and be healthy at the same time. It's costing us our health. You can't count this job as decent work.
Behind him, another vendor complains Russians feel humiliated. The country's strength and confidence, fueled for years by the soaring price of energy, is taking a beating. And nervous Russians wonder whether 10 good years is all they'll get. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Moscow.